Yeah, it's very nutritious.
Now, that's where I heard that word.
What would you call milk that's just beginning to turn sour?
Just beginning to turn sour.
It just starts to smell a little bit.
Well, I know, but I can't think what it is.
Blinky?
Blinky milk. Blinky milk. Sure.
How about it when it's a stage beyond that and it's sort of thick?
Clabbered.
Uh-huh. Excuse me, you're...
That's right. That's what I just started to say.
I wish I'd kept my mouth shut. Did you ever take milk and scald it and then put it...
cheese out of it. Oh, yes, and we dearly loved it.
That's good, too. Mm-hmm. This stuff now that's cultured, put in a little acid.
There's no taste to it, if you've ever had real cheese. That's a makeshift, sure enough, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it used to be you could get good stuff even from the dairies before they became so specialized, but now they're in a hurry.
Yeah,
what do you call a sort of a fruit pie that's baked in a deep dish?
Cobbler.
Mm-hmm. And if you make a rice pudding or something and you make some stuff to pour over it, what do you call a
sauce?
Mm-hmm. If you eat between meals, what do you say you do?
Snacking.
And what is it that you eat?
Oh, I tell you, man, I eat anything I get my hands on if I'm hungry.
You say you're going to eat a...
Just eat a snack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just eat a snack. Miss Shields, the world's worst.
What? If this keeps your appetite down at mealtime, I think it's good.
Mm-hmm.
But with me, I can eat in the afternoon and go right back and eat a big dinner.
Me too. Boy, listen, I have to watch my... I could eat just anything I wanted for 3 solid weeks and I couldn't walk out that door straight.
I'm about the same way. I bought a bicycle to ride to school to keep my middle down.
Yeah.
Rode it a little bit in January.
It's a good thing, I'm telling you.
I don't ride it.
Oh, you just don't ride it.
The wind blows and I think, can't ride it today.
That's for the birds.
Yeah. Well, if it's about this high and the wind's blowing and you wear a jacket like this, by the time you get there, you smell so bad nobody can stand you.
That's right. No, that's the truth, too. Yeah.
What would your mother do when she got up in the morning, first thing, when she was getting
She'd
breakfast?
Go right in and put the coffee on.
Mm-hmm.
Then she'd come back and dress, usually.
And if you wanted a drink, what would you... What did you drink with your meals?
We always drank milk.
Uh-huh.
Lots of children won't drink milk. They drink water, but we always did drink milk, and Mother and Daddy drank coffee.
And then between meals, if you were thirsty?
Water.
Say, am I keeping you from something? It's 4:15 now.
No, you're not. Is this the only one we have to finish?
Oh, yeah. Just
well, if we can just skip this and finish now.
We're in pretty good shape now.
Yeah.
Could I come back tonight?
Oh, let me see. Is there anything we're going to do tonight? Not that I know of.
You mean not that I'm just going to do anything or not that I can come back?
We're not doing anything that I know of.
Oh, good. Well, you tell me to leave when you want me to then. And I have about 40 minutes on this. No, about 35 minutes on this reel yet.
Yeah.
And I'll finish that out and then if I can come back later.
Okay, that'll
be
fine.
What I'll do is go away and I'll get this stuff put in the right place so
okay.
I can get it twice.
Okay, that'll just be fun.
Good.
That'll be fun.
Ah.
Yes, sir. What's the matter with her now?
If she came in like this and you didn't want her to stand up, what would you tell her to do?
Sit down. Come on, sit down, darling.
When I came in, I walked over here and what did I do?
Sit down.
If somebody's sitting at the table and you see he's not taking anything, you say, well, go ahead and...
Help yourself.
Mm-hmm. And if you're sitting at the table and somebody keeps offering you food, and let's say that you've had all you want, you say, fine.
I wouldn't care anymore.
Mm-hmm. What do you call food that you eat the second day?
Leftovers. And my papa doesn't want them.
I think it's better that way. Why?
I do too. Mm-hmm. I do too.
If a little child is loading his mouth with food and then just gulping it down, you say, now take a little while and do what with it?
Swallow it.
Mm-hmm. Before you swallow it, though, you should do what?
Chew it good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We talked about hominy and cornmeal. Did you ever have hominy that was ground?
Yes. We didn't grind it. But my grandmother did, and this Grandma Hopkins that I was speaking about over on the river, she always ground it.
What was this called?
Hominy grits. Mm-hmm. But my family didn't like them.
Yeah, I never liked them. I had some when I was down in Louisiana. Gee, I thought they were fine.
They were
I
good.
Guess I'm getting feeble-minded.
There was a lady brought some out at the Half Century Club a month or two ago. It was delicious.
Isn't it annoying?
Doctored up.
Gee,
until
I
it
missed
was
all this time.
All this time you've been not getting it because you didn't think it was good.
Yeah.
That's right.
I had it in the Army. I was down in Alabama and they'd bring us this stuff. It was just wallpaper paste.
It just wasn't any good at all. I heard so many boys, I had a son-in-law that said, oh, it was the most ridiculous thing, the things they would bring to the table. No taste, and of course he'd been raised in a big family, and you know, and they just, imagine that is rough.
I had a friend who worked in the mess hall back in the kitchen, and he said it used to make him sick because they'd bring steak in for the men to eat, and the mess sergeant would say, all right, let's get that cut up so we can make stew. Because they could cook stew in advance, and if they cooked steak, it'd take them longer.
Yeah, sure would. Well, you can see that.
Yeah,
but
that makes some sense.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Well, how did you get your vinegar when you were a girl? Did you get it by the bottle, or did you go down and